About 75 people turned out for an early morning protest at the gates to the former Zeneca chemical facility in South Richmond today. The site, once one of the most toxic in California, is nearing the end of a cleanup that a large builder hopes will make the waterfront property suitable for development. Neighbors of the site say that cleanup has been rushed and sloppy, kicking up large amounts of dust that may have exposed them to toxic chemicals. This morning, they called on California's Environmental Protection Agency to give full jurisdiction over the cleanup to the State Department of Toxic Substance Control, which they say is best equipped to protect human health. Brian Edwards Tickert filed this report.
Just off Interstate 580 in South Richmond, there's a large stretch of open space that runs down to the edge of the water. Today it's called Campus Bay, a name the developer Simeon Cherokee coined to sell the idea of building homes and businesses there. But for over 100 years, that land was known by the names of the companies that used it for chemical manufacturing: ICI, Zeneca, and, when Rick Alcarez was working next door in the late 1960s, Stouffer Chemical.
Clouds used to come over during the day, and they were just... I was a groundskeeper, actually, here. And I'd have it all looking green and beautiful, and then turn brown within minutes.
Alcarez was working at UC Berkeley's Richmond Field Station at a time when Richmond's waterfront was humming with industrial activity. He thinks the toxic atmosphere cost some of his co-workers their lives.
I had a buddy there that was a custodian here, and he's like 28. He was like 4 years older than me. And he just, one day we were over at the police station over here. They have a police station on the field station. He just keeled over dead. Heart attack. Boom.
The legacy of much of that industrial activity is buried in place. Several years ago, a developer named Simeon Cherokee bought the land from Zeneca Chemical, promising to clean it up for much less than the $100 million the company had budgeted. The developer treated most of the hazardous waste on site and buried it, rather than trucking it away. Sherry Padgett works at a small business immediately downwind of where that cleanup took place.
On the Zeneca Cherokee Simeon site, right behind me, there is 350,000 cubic yards buried under a 30-acre cap that is 8 feet high. And what's under that cap is hazardous waste, class one hazardous waste, that needs to be hauled out of here. And had the Department of Toxic Substances Control been overseeing this site from the beginning, that mountain would not be here.
That's because the Regional Water Quality Control Board, which has little expertise when it comes to protecting human health, was the agency overseeing the work. Padgett thinks that cleanup was botched, badly. She remembers clouds of dust drifting off the site, falling so heavily it obscured the double yellow line down the road in front of her office. She thought nothing of it at the time, but then she got sick. Now she's worried about what was in that dust.
They cut out a tumor the size of my fist in the front of my left chest wall, along with 4 ribs, part of my sternum, and all of my left abdominal muscles. Then I was diagnosed with a rare thyroid cancer, tumor the size of a marble, and some other smaller ones. They took out of my neck this last summer. They took out a tumor the size of an orange, along with my right ovary, last December. 8 years I've been downwind of this site during their cleanup. No one came to knock on our door to tell us.
Padgett's become the leader of a growing band of neighbors and community activists trying to secure better oversight of the cleanup and redevelopment of the former chemical site. They brought State Assembly member Lonnie Hancock to Richmond for legislative hearings over how the state handles such cleanups. That prompted her to introduce legislation in Sacramento that will effectively outlaw agency shopping, the practice that lets Simeon Cherokee choose the water board rather than the Department of Toxic Substance Control as its oversight agency. They also petitioned the state EPA to switch oversight of the rest of the cleanup. The agency met them partway. Right now, the DTSC controls a large inland portion of the site, but the Water Board is still overseeing the cleanup of more marshy areas. This morning, protesters called on Cal EPA to finish the job, something the Richmond City Council unanimously asked the agency to do nearly 2 months ago. Gail McLaughlin is a newly elected city council member who spearheaded that effort.
DTSC is ready to take over, but the Water Board is defending its turf, which is not what we need here at this site. We do not need a turf war between two sub-agencies of Cal EPA.
Other speakers at this morning's protest warned the crowd that simply switching the project to a better state agency isn't enough. LaDonna Williams works with People for Children's Health and Environmental Justice. She says she's had bad experiences with DTSC as well, and there's no substitute for constant vigilance.
What is happening here is they're keeping us in a circle. We're fighting to get one agency to do something that the other agency isn't doing. And the reality is neither one of them will adequately clean this site up or inform you of what's really out here and how serious the real hazard is.
Also in evidence for the first time at such an action were union T-shirts. UC Berkeley employees said they're increasingly concerned about the health of workers at the neighboring Richmond Field Station, where Rick Alcarez saw chemical clouds destroy his plants over 35 years ago. On the Environmental Justice Beat, I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert in Richmond.